Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
On this Tuesday morning, October 20th, we are 2 weeks away from Election Day, and we've been highlighting local candidates for local races, including Port Huron City Council. Joining us right now, Port Huron City Council candidate Robert Mozrak. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time. You ran for council 2 years ago, came up short. What made you decide to run then, and what made you decide to get back in the race again this year?
I did, and thanks for having me again, Paul. I appreciate your time. I was humbled to a lot of outreach from local people asking me to run again and give it my all again. So it wasn't a very difficult decision. I love the city, and not much has changed in the reason that I want to be on council. I think I have good ideas for the city, and that I could be a good asset for the city. Once again, although things in the city have changed quite a bit in 2 years, and a lot of problems have been solved and new ones will come, I still believe that city council, a member of city council, is to set policy as their main goal, and I plan to do it based on three very important things to me, and that's the health, safety, and financial well-being of the majority of the residents of the city of Port Huron. And that might not always benefit me or my neighbor or my friends, but the majority of the people is what we go out and try to solve problems for. So that's my biggest reason for running again.
What do you see as the biggest issue facing the city in the next couple of years?
Well, you know, downtown, you know, I got to give credit to Mayor Rep and most of the council members have just done a fantastic job during this last 6 months, especially Cynthia with the downtown district and keeping events going and seeing people coming down. So I like the way that's going, but I think should I be so honored to be elected, part of what I'm going to be making decisions on is the new marijuana laws and to see which way they're going to go and where the zoning is going to be and the stores and stuff like that. So I don't know if it's so much a problem, but it's going to take a lot of meeting and a lot of time and a lot of studying to make sure we're doing that properly if I should get on council. So that's one thing I look forward to doing. One of my biggest things that I want to go after, whether elected or not, I'm trying to implement something that I've brought up before, is the blight in the city. I never am against rentals or landlords. I think they're essential in our city. We need them, but we need to make sure the properties are cleaned up. And the mayor's done a great job with doing that this far, and the council's been fighting that, but that's something that I really want to look into. And also implement something. A lot of times in the morning, Paul, when I do my runs or my bike rides, I like to go through some of the rental neighborhoods and you look, you know, you might see three or four houses that are not kept up so well, but then there's just a diamond in the rough. Yard's meticulous. The house is great. I think, you know, if people say they don't like accolades or don't need to be awarded, but we should step out and, you know, knock on that door and give them some kind of plaque, or when things get back to normal, invite them to come to a council meeting and be awarded for that. And I think that that'll make their neighbors see what's going on, and maybe we can get rid of that a little bit too. So,
As far as COVID is concerned, what do you think of the city's response thus far, and what kind of challenges do you think that COVID is going to pose in the next year or so?
Well, what a crazy world that we've been in for 6 months. Who would have ever thought even 8 months ago that we would be dealing with this? I go to just about all the city council meetings that I can. They've handled that very well. Kudos to the entire council and the city manager. Everybody is masked, and people in the audience are masked, separated. So it's just going to, you know, we're learning every day. Great interview with Dr. Mercantile there that you had, and I was listening in, and she hit it right on the head. As long as we follow, it stinks. I truly believe that our governor, and Scott Shigley spoke on this, rock star Scott Shigley, who's been killing it on the hills, but he spoke one morning that he truly believes, whether you support our governor or not, I don't think that she gets up every morning trying to make our lives miserable. I think the health and safety is her most important plan to do. So it stinks. You know, there's things that we want to do, we just can't, but our day will come, and you said that a little bit ago. So I think we take it day by day. That's a cliche, I know, but we'll get over this, and we'll just keep everybody as safe as we can, especially with the cases in St. Clair County have spiked. I think we're over 100 now for the first time in 2 months, which is we need to get a grip back on that, and people get their mask on and stay distance and keep your group small.
Well, you kind of touched on this a little bit, but I want to ask you, every year the city council has what they call their goal-setting session, where the council members all bring their sort of wish list items and things that they want to work on for the coming year to a special meeting. If elected to city council, what would be some of the items that you would want to introduce at a goal-setting session?
Sure thing. Well, one that I just spoke of would be the blight. Can we see what we can come up with some ideas? And they already have some. I'm not saying they're not doing that, but I think it could be attacked a little harder. I'd like to see the city promote it a little more. You know, I go over Bay City Way, Frankenmuth, and you see them, cities promoted everywhere. So let's see if we can figure, and I know money's not always easy to come by, but I'd like to see the city promoted a little bit more. And that's a couple of the big things I would like. I'm real interested to see what's going to happen with the marijuana laws, and it's all going to be based on what happens on the election and whether we stick with the council's original rules and outline, or whether we have to switch that a little bit. So I would say the blight and promoting the city, keeping the downtown prosperous and keeping people come down. One of my biggest pet peeves that I've heard for years is I hear people say nothing happens in this city, but then when something does, a lot of people will get as far away. They don't want to come down and deal with the traffic or this or that, but you got to support this. And the Friday nights were fantastic. The rock shop and stroll all week or all summer, they did that. It was just keep things rolling the way they are.
What is your vision for Port Huron? I mean, as you look outward, what do you see this city becoming in the next few years?
Well, I see it becoming a destination place, no doubt. I was fortunate enough just before all this hit last spring, along with Dan Gallagher, who is the president of the Lake Pilots, and I was sit in with the EDA. You know, we're talking about trying to get some cruise ships to dock in Port Huron. How great would that be? We got to get our city built up so when these people, if it can come and does happen here, when these people get off, there's got to be a lot of hotels to stay. So we need to make sure people are getting downtown. Larry Jones is doing a great job with getting these lofts, and they're filling up as fast as he can get them ready. The restaurants are rolling. So my vision is to keep this downtown going and let everybody prosper from the north end to the south end and make it all one city instead of separating ourselves in the middle.
Talking with Robert Mozarek, candidate for Port Huron City Council. Bob, people have their ballots already in hand in some cases. Others are going to be going to the polls 2 weeks from today. Why should they elect you to Port Huron City Council?
Well, I think as a 18-plus years business owner, I have a small home improvement and repair business. A lot of what I do in my business as far as setting budgets and coming up with estimates and meeting with people, I believe I'm a critical thinker. I take my time. I'm patient with most of my thought, and I think that I'd be a good asset. I think I have what it would take to help out. I work well with people on every end, and I think it would be great. But I just look forward to giving the chance. I ask for your vote and your support, and I would love to be a part of this city. I just would like to say, Paul, if I have 1 minute, I'm humbled and honored to have had a call from Detective Ryan Meinsberg and also Matt Oliaga, who's the president of the Port Huron Firefighters Associate or Port Huron Professional Firefighters 354. And Detective Meinsberg is with the Port Huron Police Officers Association, the Road Patrol and Detectives. And they both reached out. They believe in me and they trust me as I do them with the public safety. And they both endorsed my campaign. So that's an honor. So if you believe in public safety as much as I do, I'll always support them in as much as I possibly can. So that was an honor to have their support and their endorsement.
Nice endorsements indeed. Bob, great talking to you. Appreciate it very much. And good luck on Election Day.
Hey, Paul, thanks for your time. And once again, thanks for keeping us so informed and updated over the last 6 months. I've enjoyed it.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.